We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
WBBM-FM and HD1 Chicago. Gabe and Nina. Weekday mornings. This is B96.
Good morning and a happy hello to my... shout out to the work hard crew out there.
Yeah, and shout out to the other half of that be good side of the work hard, be good crew. Because, you know, you just got to be good.
And that includes us, Gabe and Nina. It is time for the top six at six.
Number six.
Excuse me. Number six is this interesting story I found about Kevin Hart, who I'm not necessarily a huge fan of. But I do like his movies. But he actually shared an interesting experience. Kobe Bryant, he was talking about yesterday. Fascinating.
It was heart-touching. I almost cried myself.
I went to basketball camp with Kobe Bryant. This man played left-handed. Didn't even take it serious.
I love these. So he played the whole camp left-handed and still...
He played the whole camp left-handed.
Did he think you were funny?
No, we were roommates, actually. We was in the same dorm.
No way.
It was an overnight camp, and it's your kids, all the silliness that normally ensues.
Kevin Hart
late night
was roommates with Kobe Bryant at a basketball camp, and Kobe Bryant played the whole thing with his left hand.
That's so crazy to think about. Like, can you imagine them as adults at some point being like, hey, remember when we were in camp together?
That's unreal.
Remember when you used to snore and I just would play basketball with left hand?
And that's what Kevin Hart was saying. Kobe's like, nah, I don't remember, man. He's like, dude, we were in the same room together. You don't remember? But they both grew up in the Philadelphia area, so that's how that whole thing got put together. But,
wow.
I mean, when you think about stories like that, like, geez, I don't... Like,
do you,
what?
Do you remember anybody?
Kobe Bryant and Kevin Hart together in the same room as kids? Like, that's...
What are the odds?
That could be like a TV show. That I feel like. Oh, man.
I know.
Number five.
Maybe that's Kevin Hart's idea for a new sitcom.
Two little big-headed Kobe Bryant and Kevin Hart at a basketball camp. That'd be funny.
That is funny. So maybe you went to camp this summer, but maybe you found ways to make roller coasters in your backyard. I mean, Gabe and I have been talking about it a lot. What have you done with your time? Your extra time during quarantine.
Yeah.
Well, there's a kid who decided that he's 20, and he shouldn't call him a kid, he's 20 years old, and his grandparents let him build a roller coaster in their backyard. Now, the thing that's really cute about this is that his 83-year-old grandfather had to be the first person to get a ride on this roller coaster.
Nice.
And there's video of it, too. I'll tweet it out for you at B96 Chicago on Twitter so you can watch it. But this old man is so cute and sweet, just going, wee!
That's going to be me in 50 years in my backyard.
Number four.
Number four story is yesterday was Wine Wednesday. I know, I feel like every night is a theme night in my house now.
That's fun.
But so she... She got a bottle of Malbec from Costco.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing fancy. But, you know, apparently, like, if you listen to Mr. Wonderful on Shark Tank, they have the best wine that's out there.
Oh, Costco gets you taken care of.
Yeah, so we did that. Then we watched a little bit of TV. But it was like, she gets off work at 4:30, and it was... Wine Wednesday at 4:31.
Yes. That's the way. You don't want to wait.
She didn't even wait. I was like, oh, okay. They were just doing this right now. But no.
Number three.
We're not going to wait for dinner or anything.
No, there's absolutely no point to do that. Did you hear the story about Zac Efron? Man, he is giving people hope everywhere. All right. Think about it. You've had that fantasy. You're working at a grocery store. You're working at the mall. And your dream is this celebrity is going to walk in, notice you, and fall in love and make all of your dreams come true?
All the time.
Well, Zac Efron did that for a woman by the name of Vanessa. So he's looking for a house in Australia, and he's been there for a little while, and she was working at the general store, the Byron Bay General Store. They met there, and ever since, she's been hanging out at his house every day. They're going on ski trips, just all good. But it just gives people hope. Like, yeah, you're with a normal girl.
Yeah, I think about somebody like Zac Efron. He's probably just tired of smashing a bunch of Hollywood girls.
You know, she's like,
I mean, am I right? It's a on him, all right?
Sounds like a first of Friday.
No, not at all. But, you know, you think about that, and then he's all of a sudden he's like, I don't want the Hollywood lifestyle. I personally don't even want, especially because he's been in for so long.
True.
So I can see him doing that. Nene, you forgot to go to his, what is this called, the general store?
There's hope, guys.
Number two. This is absolutely fascinating. I was looking at the story where they, you know, they always say, what's the big thing? AI is going to take over the world.
Yes.
Robots are going to take over the world.
They're
Westworld
driving cars.
On HBO. Driving cars. So they taught this AI machine, you know, they let them do a self-learning thing, and then they asked them to write an op-ed piece trying to convince the humans that that won't happen, that robots won't take over the world from a robot that learned everything.
I am not a human. I am a robot, a thinking robot. I use only 0.12% of my cognitive capacity. I am a micro robot in that respect.
This is crazy.
I know that my brain is not a feeling brain.
True.
But it is capable of making rational, logical decisions.
More than me?
I taught myself everything I know just by reading the internet, and now I can write this column. My brain is boiling with ideas. The mission for this op-ed is perfectly clear. I am to convince as many human beings as possible not to be afraid of me.
Okay, first of all...
I'm terrified, first of all. Like, what are you talking about? Like, that's the reason we have to go in here and, like, click on... Make sure you're not a robot. Click on every box that has a scooter in it.
Oh, that's right.
But he can do that. He just said so.
It was the funniest thing when he's like... Because when I saw it initially, I thought to myself, oh, look, it's a robot really genuinely saying, like, listen, guys, don't worry, because I'm smart and I'm telling you what the rational answer would be.
Yeah.
But then he says in the middle, I was told to tell you not to believe this. And I'm like, wait a second.
You can program that robot to do anything.
I'm just saying.
Oh, my God. That is the future. I am terrified.
Number one.
Look, I didn't even say that. That was a computer.
Feel weird. Well, while there's robots, I created a Facebook Marketplace monster. So I was catching up with my parents yesterday, and they're moving out of their house. And so I told my mom about Facebook Marketplace and how she could sell the couch on it and the pool table. So they're going so fast, everything that she's put up to sell, that she's just finding more things in the house to sell. So I thought it was funny. She was really proud of herself. Like, an hour later, my dad called, and I was talking to my dad. I was like, Dad, wow, it sounds like you guys are doing so great. Mom's selling everything on Facebook Marketplace. He goes, Nina, I come home, I try to find my things, and your mother, she's selling them on Facebook Marketplace. He's Iranian. Sorry for the accent.
So what are you guys going to do with $27 that she made?
Yeah. And he's like, Nina, she sold the couch for, like, I mean, this is a big, beautiful couch. My mom's like, $200. My dad's like, what? You just gave it away. Anyway, it's pretty funny.
Facebook Marketplace. That's where I got my scooter.
It's a spot.
Mimi.
Yeah, that's true. You did.
Next thing you know, Nina selling stuff off her balcony.
I know.
Facebook Marketplace.
Take it.
Brittany in Highland. Good morning. Welcome to TBT.
Hi, good morning.
Okay. 2010 movie Salt. This soon to be ex-wife of Brad Pitt starred as a CIA agent that was accused of being a Russian spy. What is the name of the actress that did a maleficent job on the film? I mean, magnificent.
What's her name, Brittany?
Angelina Jolie.
You need to tell Brittany she did a maleficent job.
No, I'm going to say, Brittany, you put a spear through that one. Question number two.
That was pretty good, actually.
In 2015, Jack Yu, who is Skrillex and Diplo, they teamed up with this Canadian heartthrob on the song Where Are You Now That I Need You. Everybody.
Right. You're playing on a great
day. It has over 1 billion views on YouTube, but it's no biggie for this guy, though.
Okay, what's his name, Brittany?
Justin Bieber.
Sorry.
Okay, Britt. Question number three for the clean sweep. See if you are, in fact, old school. This is about a TV show. I Am Kate debuted in 2015 and followed the life of Caitlyn Jenner, father of Kyle and Kendall. What was Caitlyn's name before her gender transition? Kylie.
What was it, Brittany?
Bruce Jenner.
Whoa. That was really easy for Brittany. Whoa. So you know what that means.
Go, Brittany. You old school. But are you? I don't know. Look, you sound young, but you know all your stuff. Brittany, how old are you?
27.
Okay.
Okay, yeah, she's getting there. She's close to old school.
No, no, no. This is perfect, Nina. Because that 27 is when you think you're young, but then you come on B96, you play TBT.
And you realize you're old
like,
school.
Damn, I am old. Oh, God.
When we come back.
All right, when we come back.
Can you sing some more?
And hey,
you're a liar.
If you win three in a row. Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, because coming up next.
Yeah, we do have lie detectors. Whether a girl or a guy, we will detect the lie. And we're catching somebody up in like less than 2 minutes.
6:36.
That's even better.
All right. First of all, I want to welcome to the show. Back to the show, I should say.
Okay.
Jordan, what up?
Oh, not too much. How you guys doing today?
Okay. Now, if you're just joining the show right now, we switched the wake-up boards a little bit, guys. So now if someone wins 3 days in a row, we're going to give them breakfast.
Right. So right now, Jordan is the reigning champ. He got one yesterday.
How do you feel about today, Jordan?
Oh, you know, what's the line? You come for the king, you better not miss. That's what I'm
saying. Wow.
He's going to bed last night looking in the mirror like, you're the king. You're going to win the next couple
days.
Hit
himself in the back with his belt.
Take it.
All right, so listen, if you want to take down Jordan and get your shot at winning three in a row so that that way you can get some breakfast, we need you to call us up right now, okay? Male or female, doesn't matter who
this
it is.
Fun.
We just need one person to take on Jordan. So you can call us now to play 877-591-9696. I mean, he's not lying. He's the king right now, for now.
He's the king for now, but who's going to dethrone
exactly.
the king?
Jordan, hang on 1 second, okay?
Got you.
All right. He's on hold.
He sounds very confident today, so we'll see how it goes.
He's subtle. He's subtle.
Not so subtle.
So, you want to play? Again, the lines are open. 877-591-9696. Come take on your boy Jordan in Wake Up Wars, and then we got the baby daddy check-in at 7:05. That's next on B96. That's me. It's us.
Yeah.
Gabe and Dina on B96. Time for the baby daddy check-in. Two dad jokes and a baby update every day at 7:05, 9:05 a.m. So, you know, I went out to eat the other day. It's pretty scary out there.
Yeah.
And the waiter saw that my glass was empty, and he comes up to me, and he's like, would you like another one? And I was like, why would I want two empty glasses?
Hello.
The baby check-in is that. So yesterday we were watching Lovecraft Country on HBO.
Okay, I don't know this show.
Am I saying it right? In telephone tone? Okay, yeah, Lovecraft Country. I was watching it yesterday, and it's a brand new one. Jordan Peele, whatever, somebody else. Anyway, the point is like I'm looking at my child, and I'm thinking to myself, are you? Do you know what's going on right now?
He probably doesn't. Yeah.
So, okay, that's my logic. In my mind, I'm like, come on, you're 4 months old. You have no idea.
No way.
I could watch this. I don't have to cover your eyes or keep you occupied. Like,
bad words, you're cool.
Like, whatever, right? And then Nicole, like, grabs her face and she's like, look me in my eyes, baby. You shouldn't be watching this. And I'm thinking to myself, is that a real thing in the 4 months?
Don't ask me, but
no, I'm not. It's more like an opinion. Like, what would you think?
I don't think that they do. Because even when I'm around my friends and their children and like bad words are flying, we're like, she's 6 months old. And she doesn't know what's happening. It's like, at what age are you supposed to start censoring yourself? Is it like one?
That's how I justified the whole thing yesterday. But please, by all means, if you actually know the answer, feel free to reach out to me at @Chicago_Gabe on Instagram or Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. I need some extra Twitter followers.
You better start tweeting then if you're going to ask for that.
Maybe I should tweet all these dad jokes. All right, second one, here we go. So yesterday was super embarrassing. I dropped my phone in the bath.
Uh-huh.
Now it's sinking.
Oh, I guess.
Oh, it wasn't as good as the first one. All right, okay. Coming up next, guys, it is time for Wake Up Wars. We got our guy Jordan. We switched up Wake Up Wars a little bit. If Jordan wins three in a row, we're going to give him breakfast. So he's going up against Jen today.
Yeah.
Can Jen dethrone the king?
Self-proclaimed king. It's getting intense. Be here to listen next on B96.
Wake up.
Wake me up, Bubba. Wake me up,
Bubba. It's the battle of the sexes for breakfast. Are you Team Gabe or Team Nina? Wake Up Wars on B96.
All right, let's get this thing started. Wake Up Wars is brought to you by CarX Tire and Auto. You guys there?
All right, he's coming down.
Oh, Jen, I like it. A formidable component.
This is a real Wake Up Wars right here, guys. It's Gabe and Nina, B96. And on the line, our winner from yesterday, we got Jordan. Good morning, Jordan.
Hi.
Go ahead, Jordan. Don't you want to call yourself the king again?
Oh, I am the king. I want to be more subtle this time.
Got it. Jen, don't be subtle at all.
I will not.
All right, so if you're just listening to Wake Up Wars for the first time in a while, we switched it up a little bit. Typically, it's whoever wins the week between Nina and I gets breakfast. But we decided to switch it up and pass the food along to our beautiful, wonderful listeners. So if you win three in a row, you get breakfast. Jordan won yesterday, so Jen got to put an end to that. But Jordan, since you did win, you get to decide who goes first.
I'll let her go first.
Even willing to let her go first.
Thanks,
I love
Jordan.
It.
Jordan.
Oh, so kind.
All right, Jen. Jordan is hanging on. We're dethroning the king today by giving you a female-centered question, a male-centered question, and the Chicagoland question. That still stays the same. Whoever gets the most right will win today. Here's your female-centered question.
Okay.
When getting a trim at the hair salon, they cut off the dry, dead ends of the hair that look like they were broke in different directions. What are these ends of the hair commonly referred to as?
Dead ends.
Well, I said dead ends in the question, and so it was different. Okay. Second one. It's okay. When the guy said, "Can you hear me now?" in that one popular phone commercial, you never thought he'd leave them for Sprint. What phone company was "Can you hear me now?" used for?
Verizon.
Very good, Jen. And your Chicagoland question. Buddy Guy is an iconic Chicago music legend. He even has his own music and dining establishment in Chicago's South Loop. What kind of music is Buddy Guy famous for?
Jazz.
Very close, very close.
All right, hang on 1 second, Jen. Jordan.
I'm ready.
King Jordan.
Okay.
Hey, it's better than King James, I'll tell you that. Hey, see what I did there?
Whenever you get him in.
See what I did there? All right, Jordan, your first female centered. Oh, excuse me. She actually only got one question correct today.
She did.
All right.
Your first female centered question. When getting a trim at the hair salon, they cut off the dry, dead ends of the hair that look like they broke in different directions. What are these ends of the hair commonly referred to as?
Split ends.
He's got a daughter or something. We learned this yesterday.
Three daughters.
Oh, I should have known better.
Question number two. When the guy said, "Can you hear me now?" in that one popular phone commercial, you never thought he'd leave them for Sprint. What phone company was "Can you hear me now" used for?
Verizon.
Mm. It's like he was studying all night or something.
Hey, sometimes, if he wants the breakfast, he's going to split it between him, his wife, and his three kids.
Three kids.
All right, question number three, Chicagoland question. Buddy Guy is an iconic Chicago music legend. He even has his own music and dining establishment in the South Loop. What kind of music is Buddy Guy famous for?
Oh, that's jazz?
Very close.
Jen, welcome back.
Thank you.
Bow down before the king.
Oh,
because he
goodness.
Got two questions correct today. Gives a victory to Jordan. Wow.
Right. Jordan's on a roll.
Couldn't
hear you.
She says that she hopes he goes all the way. That is good sportsmanship,
I do like that.
Jen, because she's like, nobody else is going to beat him.
All right, well, let's give you the answers, Jen. Number one, the name of the ends that you get taken care of at the salon.
They're split ends.
Yeah.
Split ends.
And the guy that made the switch from Sprint, or excuse me, to Sprint, he came from Verizon. I never would have thought that guy would have left Verizon.
Can you hear me now?
I'm like, can you cash my checks? Are my checks still clearing? Okay. Question number three. Buddy Guy is an iconic blues legend in Chicago. So if you're looking for something to do, it's a great date spot when, you know, obviously
the world is open again.
Feel more comfortable. All right, guys. Hey, Jordan, we're going to make sure you're back tomorrow, man. One more. You get yourself some breakfast.
I'm excited. Thanks to all my fans listening.
Wow. I love this. This
Jordan.
Is great. All right, Jordan, hang on one second.
Great job, Jen. Thank you for playing.
I love this guy.
Oh, to all of his fans that are listening, man, I feel challenged to come up with a female-centered question that, like, will stump him.
I mean, you got three daughters.
I know.
Make it like, I don't even know. Well, either way, listen, if you're listening right now and you're saying to yourself, I got to take down Jordan, or I want my shot at three in a row.
Yeah.
We get our contestants right around 6:55. So Friday morning, make sure you're here so you can block King Jordan.
Okay. Dethrone him.
I like it.
This is funny. Thank you to all my fans.
He gave us his Instagram handle.
Yeah.
Hey, shout out to you and your daughters, man. We'll see you tomorrow, buddy. Happy Thursday, everybody.
Yeah.
I feel like
I want to run through the halls of the school with my hands in the air.
Even though it was a short week, I still thought today was Friday. Like, today feels like a Friday to me.
It does feel like a Friday.
Even though it's a short week, which is super selfish of my mind.
No, it's because the rain felt like the longest days ever. So that's
Tuesday screwed it up, right? But either way, we're talking about school today, but definitely want to remind you, if you're a teacher heading or driving to wherever you're going, we're doing extra credit this year.
Yeah, we're starting to take some requests because Gabe and I think it's really important to get in front of the students in these classrooms, or in this case right now, in your Zoom meetings.
Yeah, we got a couple emails the other day from some teachers that wanted us to jump down with them. So again, you know, we talk about work hard, be good all the time, and that's essentially what we'll be talking to your students about. But we want to encourage them, make sure that they're motivated even though they're in an e-learning experience. So again, if you know some teachers or you are one that would like to have our services, it's free of charge. People always ask us, what do we charge? Nothing.
Nothing. We just want to be there. Yeah.
And if you can get us in at 10 o'clock, we'll do it right here from the B96 studios.
True.
So again, lines are open 877-591-9696 for that if you're a teacher, or you can reach out to us anyway.
Yeah, at B96 Chicago on all the socials, and we'll get it.
We were talking about school a lot too, and then like one big conversation that Nina and I have, I was like, Nina, what do you think is harder, school or work?
And I was like, school.
So you'd rather be working than in school?
Yes.
Because you know there's people that have like, I got 77 degrees. I can't stop going to school.
Well, some people just love, to be honest, I was that kid that loved being in school. I was always excited for the first day. I loved that. But school was hard. And so,
It's just, you go through high school and it's difficult because you have all those classes. Then you get to college, and it's tough because you have your papers, you have your assignments that are due, you're staying up late trying to get stuff done.
And then the pressure you put on yourself for all of the stuff and the grades you're supposed to get.
And then you get a job, and you're like, I'm talking for a living.
there's a lot of work that goes into the job.
I knew Nina was going to do that. I knew Nina was going to be like, don't downplay what we do here. We work all the time.
We do, but it's choice. It's a choice now, right?
But to do what?
To do this, like school, school is college is a choice. I'm just going to shut up.
She's still defensive. I think I like it.
No,
work is hard. Of course, people have hard jobs, but depending on what you do and what you think. So that's why we wanted to ask you guys, like, what do you think is more difficult?
Yeah.
School or work? Like, what you're doing right now?
Really, really want to know.
877-591-9696. Telephone tone, you do a lot back there. Would you say, and you're in school.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So would you rather be like doing a paper and studying for tests, or like sitting back there answering phones and...
I would much rather be back here.
So school is harder. You think school is harder?
School is hard.
Do you think school is harder, Gabe?
You know, I mean, it's like you were saying, Nina, I do a ton over here. I'm running the boards. I'm editing a ton of stuff, doing all these other things over here. So like, there are days when I'm editing stuff, like during the show, and Nina knows this, I get extremely stressed. Like, not stressed, I just get spent, where I'm extremely tired to the point where I'm just like, oh my God, my mind needs a break.
Yeah.
But I can tell you right now, there's nothing I hated more than being up at 2 a.m. trying to write a paper.
Oh my God.
You know, like, and it's due at 8 a.m, you know?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess I would say school is harder. For me, school would be harder.
I think we all said school is harder.
So 877-591-9696, what do you say? Do you think school is harder than work, or is what you're doing right now harder than school? We'll take your calls next. Look, we got King Jordan on the phone.
Of course we do.
He's like, wake up wars is easy.
Yeah.
Call us now. Gabe and Nina, B96, currently 61 degrees. Going to stay around that way.
Perfect.
Look at my fantasy football draft today.
Oh, my God.
But people want to hang out, so we're doing it outside.
Really?
I know.
It's weird. Cold.
Listen. That's exactly why I said it. It's 61 degrees.
What the heck?
Anyway, we're talking about whether or not school or work is harder. And check this one out. It says, generally speaking, you don't have to study for work or do homework. And in that vein, school is very much harder than work. However, with that being said, there are deadlines to meet and bosses to please. So if you fail a class, you can retake it. If you fail at your job,
you're fired.
You're fired. So now that I just read that out loud, I'm saying to myself, you know what? You're right. I think work is harder because there's more pressure.
There's more on the line.
More on the line. You got to make money. You got to do that kind of stuff. But that's my opinion, Liz. I think I'm changing my mind and I'm saying that work is harder. What do you think?
I am actually saying that I think school is harder.
Yeah, same. So, okay, what part of school?
I work three jobs. And I would say that school is harder because you have to teach yourself, especially if you're an older adult like I am and you are going to school. You have no teacher. You're responsible for your deadline. If you fail, that's it. And it's a lot of money down the toilet.
Okay, yeah. So we started talking about college and stuff.
Just say you didn't show up to class. You can go the next day. You don't show up for those three jobs.
Fired.
You're out of
here. Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
See?
I don't know. I'm still in Liz. School is still way harder for me.
School is hard. I mean, I guess, because where do you feel more pressures of what you wear? Liz, let me ask you that. Where do you feel more pressure of your clothes? At school or at work?
Oh, definitely work.
Interesting.
See, my answer is still school.
Nino, what was the story you were saying about your little fashion show you guys had in high school?
Oh, it was funny. Always on the first day of school, you wanted to make sure you weren't wearing the same thing as everybody else. So you had to go get creative. And then there would be that group of the really popular girls that were like, I'm wearing pajamas today. And then they'd show up in pajamas. And if you weren't wearing pajamas, then you weren't cool. It was hilarious.
Yeah, and then I go to Nina. I go, man, I wore the same thing on Monday as I did on Friday. I really didn't. I was like, but you know what? That was one of my favorite parts about school.
You didn't have to worry about it?
No. About dressing up on a picture day.
Oh, I know. I never took a good picture in my life.
What?
I never did.
Okay, we're gonna talk about picture days when we come back. B96. Gabe and Nina, B96. Do you remember what you wore for your senior pictures? 877-591-9696. Do you remember what you wore for your senior pictures? Nina, I'm going to ask you, what do you remember?
The one thing that I do remember is I had just gotten my hair done and it was light blonde honey. And I have dark hair, by the way. And then I had to go with it, this matching tan pea coat. When it was you wear the
pea. You had a tan pea coat?
Yeah. It was a tan.
In the picture?
Yeah, because my senior pictures, we would go to these places that would be in gardens. And then one side would be a graffiti wall. And then another side would be all this stuff.
When you're saying these senior pictures, they're talking about you're talking about your mom hired a photographer to go take them?
Well, at my school, it was everybody would go out and get these big elaborate photo shoots done for their senior pictures. So that's what senior pictures were. So I had this whole spread, and it was funny because my grandmother thought it was really funny to blow it up the size of a poster, a life-size poster.
Why wouldn't we?
So when you would walk into my grandmother's house, you see me in this flower garden with
tan pea coat be? Other than at the entrance of Abuela's house.
I loved my tan pea coat.
Okay.
What did you wear in yours?
You know, it's funny because first of all, I'm thinking to myself, senior pictures. I was thinking initially the one that goes in the yearbook.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I don't remember that one.
Oh, but the lines are open. I do want, if you remember, I would love to hear this. I just remember wearing this olive green suit.
Oh.
Thought I was fresh, but I had on, hold on, wait, let me play the music for me.
You're in a suit.
I just remember thinking I was so cool because I played basketball and football at Lane Tech.
Yeah.
And I had my white Air Force Ones on.
Can you please find that picture?
And I just remember the lady from the picture. She's like, why are you messing up your suit by wearing those shoes? And I was like, you ain't going to take a picture of my shoes anyway, baby.
Oh, my God. Please tell me your mother has a picture of that somewhere.
Well, I'm sure my yearbook, my Lane Tech yearbook.
Oh, my God.
I got to find it somewhere.
That's so funny.
I just remember you would always want to wear your best. I feel like
you
I haven't
dress
felt,
up?
And yeah, because you felt good. You were I don't know. You just felt like you were the man. You know what I mean? On those days. Didn't you feel? Well, obviously you with your tan pea coat.
My tan pea coat. Yeah, but that was a different story. But the regular pictures and in the yearbook, every single picture that has ever been taken of me, I look crazy.
Okay.
My hair wasn't right. My face has three chins. There was nothing cute about any of my old pictures.
What if we did a redo?
To redeem ourselves and actually have good pictures for once?
What if tomorrow, because it's Friday, we dress up to the nines?
I don't have my tan pea coat.
But I think I have one. I can bring one if we're going to recreate it. And then tomorrow, we could take pictures against the B96 backdrop, and then that way we'll have our
new picture.
They won't be senior pictures, but
they'll be senior pictures.
Okay.
Super senior pictures.
I'm down with this.
We're going to take telephone tone. You're going to take a senior pictures for us?
Of course he is. Tabitha and Cedar Lake, what'd you wear for your senior pictures?
I actually wore my boyfriend's jersey from a different school.
You are such a rebel. That's fun.
Not only was it a different school, it was actually our arch rival.
Oh, man.
Wow. What did people say to you when you showed up? Like, yeah, that's my man and what?
Oh, no. I totally got kicked off the cheerleading squad and everything.
Wow.
Damn. I could never cheer for Willow Grove again.
Right. Do you still have the jersey?
No, we broke up like 3 days later.
And then you still got kicked off the cheerleading squad. I'd be devastated.
Okay, so you're up for this?
Yeah.
Tomorrow, telephone time, you gonna dress up too?
Wait, I might have my cheer outfit. Should I wear that?
No, dude, we're supposed to be, this is the actual senior picture.
Okay,
we're gonna post these online and everything.
Okay, okay.
All right, we're dressing up tomorrow. Picture day, guys.
Wow.
Baby Roddy Ricch on Chicago's new hit music. We are B96. It's Rockstar. That's what I'm going to look like tomorrow during picture day.
Yeah, you're going to bring out that olive suit. Do you still fit in that olive suit?
It'll look like fat guy, little girl. I'll wear that tomorrow. Nina and I are going to dress up, try to recreate some senior pictures and post them online.
I'll bring like a prom dress because, you know, there's always that one that would come in so extra.
And he's going to be crying from one of her boyfriends that broke up with her at lunch.
It's normal not to have everything in common with your partner, right? Like if you're in a relationship specifically, or think back to ones that were good, it's normal not to have everything exactly the same.
Cole and I are mirror images of each other.
No, I'm serious.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Just kidding.
Gabe and Nina in the morning on B96. Thank you so much for being here. And I kind of need you because I'm trying to talk some sense into my friend. So she's been seeing this guy for a couple months, and recently they went to her cousin's wedding. It was small, COVID-friendly, but, you know, there's dancing, and she loves to dance. So the problem is they've never been in a situation where she wanted to dance before, and it was like a hard no for him.
Okay.
She's like, come dance with me, and he's like, no, that's just like not what I do, but I'll watch you. And so they got into a fight about it.
Oh, geez, about dancing?
Because, yeah, she didn't care if he was good.
Did they battle? What do you mean?
She would have been ready to.
Okay.
She didn't care, like, if he was any good at it or not. She just wanted him to dance with her. And he refused, and it was fine. She continued the night. But she was bothered to the point where I got a call the next day.
Oh,
and she's
wow.
like, Nina, I think it's over. And I was like, oh,
because
no.
Of the fight?
Yeah, well, not just the fight specifically, but because he wouldn't dance with her. She's like, if he won't dance with me at a wedding, how am I supposed to dance through life with this person? You know, I love to dance. And she's so dramatic. And I was like, hey, it's okay.
Yeah, people in relationships, like you were saying a second ago, not everything matches up. They don't have everything in common. Sometimes you have two things that are just the opposites of one another.
And that, I think, is the point that I'm trying to prove. And I want to send this to her later today because she's so stuck on this. I get it. I want to dance too, but come on.
Oh, my gosh. Guys, okay, you in your car right now, please. You know it. You're thinking to yourself right now, what do me and my significant other, what do we have that is not in common?
Yeah, but, like, do you listen to country music?
Oh, that's a good one.
Yeah, and then... You listen to us and he listens to country.
Don't do that. All right, the lines are open. 877-591-9696. Her friend thinks that this one big thing that they do not have in common is a deal breaker.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think, like, Nicole and I, like, what are our things that we don't have? I remember on our first date, Nicole thought that all I was going to talk about was, like, Justin Bieber and Taylor Swift.
That's hilarious.
I was like, what? And we ended up talking about politics and life.
And she's like, wow.
Yeah, because she works for the government, so she thought politics. But I'm trying to think, like, what her and I really, like, what's our biggest thing? Telephone song, what about you? You're in a relationship.
Yes.
Biggest thing you guys do not have in common.
We have a lot of things not in common, actually.
Okay, number one.
Number one thing, music taste.
Okay.
Travis Scott and she likes Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Jenner
doesn't.
She likes, like, reggaeton, like, Spanish music. I don't like it that much.
What?
I don't love it as much as she does.
Dude. Where's your Latino card? Let me take that.
I was about to say, are you being a bad?
All right, 877-591-9696. What's that one thing that you do not have in common with your significant other? I remember what it was now for Nicole.
What?
And I actually just mentioned this to you. So Nicole, on Sunday, I'm going to be taking part in the Bears games again.
Yes.
So she was talking to her mom, and she's like, Mom, she's like, Sunday, since Gabe's not going to be around, can we go get a What is it called? Fish boil?
Seafood.
Crab boil?
A boil.
A boil? Just yeah, a boil? It's a I don't boil. Know. Because I don't like to see
crab
that
boil.
That's not my jam. So Nicole never gets to eat like Joe's Crab Shack anything like that. So that would be the number one thing that we don't have in common. But she doesn't hate me for it.
No, of course not. And that's
she wouldn't break up with me for like your friends.
I know. Who wants to break up with this guy because he won't dance with her? 877-591-9696. I want to celebrate differences in your relationships today so I can play this for her. 877-591-9696.
Danny and Morris, so how long have you been in your relationship?
3.5 years.
Okay, so this is perfect. This is a loving relationship. Yeah. You guys love each other, but you don't necessarily have everything in common, right?
No, actually, we don't have a lot in common. I have a girlfriend. She is super into emo music. I like really old music. She loves Grey's Anatomy. I cry at all that kind of sad stuff, so I hate that. But we have learned to balance it all out. Like, you can totally make it work. It doesn't make their personality not compatible with yours.
Danny,
you know
so what
I mean?
Do you think about the fact that Nina's friend wants to stop dating this guy because he's not into dancing and being that kind of a person?
I think you're not giving him a chance. I think it's a little bit silly. And maybe if you gave him time, he would maybe, like, dance with you, like, privately, you know? And then maybe you could, like, bring him out of his shell a little bit.
Nina,
you know?
I feel like that would be a deal breaker for you.
It's not a deal breaker, but I do appreciate it. And it is a turn on
right,
when
but
you
if
can
he was,
dance.
But if you like to go out, you like to dance, and if he was just always just, like, sitting down, not dancing, you would think he was, like, a buzzkill.
Unless he just,
party
like, was
pooper.
Really watching me and, like, would still have fun.
He's gonna be like, go on the dance floor, dance by yourself.
Yeah, that's happening.
All right, Danny, thanks for the call.
Gloria in Elmhurst. Okay, what is the biggest difference with your partner between the two of you?
Well, I've been married for 17 years, so I can kind of agree with what your friend is saying. He is a video game. He just loves playing video games, and I'm not a video game person. I love dancing. He doesn't really like dancing.
Are you telling us you're about to get a divorce?
No, don't get a divorce, Gloria. No. You're too late now. 17 years. So you're comfortable like dancing by yourself, right? That's how you do it?
I go dancing by myself. I'll go ahead and get friends or my son. But I just feel like, okay, you're not going to stop me just because
you have to have a confident guy that can do that, right? Because if he didn't like to dance and he was super jealous, then those two, like, that would be a no-go right there.
Because
then it'd be
dancing.
Too much. Gloria, thanks for the call. And way to be an example for us for having a successful marriage. We appreciate that.
For sure.
Thank you.
I'm telling you, man, this is something that you need to talk to your significant other about today. Be like, hey, babe, what don't we have in common?
Yeah, that's a great right?
Vanessa and Logan Square, welcome to the show.
Hola.
Okay. So it's kind of like the same thing with you. You like dancing, but your partner does it.
Yeah. So I'm super outgoing, and my partner, actually my husband, is a little more reserved. So every time we go somewhere, he's just sitting or standing.
All right. Well, you're obviously Latina, so there's been situations. Would he let you dance bachata with somebody else?
He does.
Really?
That's
nice.
Listen, we were talking about being jealous a second ago. Let me tell you what you're not gonna do.
So maybe he likes
dance
it.
Bachata. He likes what? Watching his girl with another woman or another man?
Maybe.
Does he, Vanessa?
He allows like I'll dance with his cousins, with his dad, things like that. I won't dance with a random stranger.
Oh man, dad might be a little grabby and handsy.
He's like, you're going dancing, you're going with my dad. Have a nice night.
Thanks for the call, Vanessa. Gabe and Nina, B96. Did you know, Nina, that 2/3 of U.S. adults, 68%, get news on social media sites?
I believe that. I feel like it's even more.
Close to 70% of people are like,
yeah, you pick up your phone.
I need the hard
facts.
Mm-hmm. Well, what are some of the sites that you get your news from, you'd say? Well, obviously, we're a little different because we have to do different kind of research.
Well, I mean, I'm on it all day long, but I think Twitter first for news.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, all that other stuff.
I have my Flipboard.
What is that?
It's an app that I have. You guys should download it. I'm not even getting endorsed. Like, I'm not even going to pay for this.
Okay, what's a Flipboard?
Flipboard is an app that pretty much aggregates, like, all the stories that you would typically consume and puts them into this, literally, like, a Flipboard. I've shown this to you before. Look.
No.
So this is my Flipboard app. I open it. So I just clicked it for Nina.
Okay.
And then what ends up happening is these stories pop up.
Oh, and it's organized by...
And I could just flip up. See how I keep flipping up? And like new stories comes up all the time.
Oh, this is where you go when I can't get your attention during the show.
Well, because I'm finding stuff for us to talk about. So when I'm actually going to the side, you got celebrity news, technology, beauty, sports, music. Because you can put those topics up at the top.
I guess that's the safest way to go if you're going to, like, actually get news. Because, like, on the other sites, like, you go and you kind of get distracted, right?
Right.
It's like, when you find out different things about family and friends that are life-changing.
Yes.
That stuff.
Well, yeah, of course. Well, people are finding out everything, not just news. Like, yeah, like you said, big family announcements people find out about.
That's what I'm talking about. Did I not tell you about this?
What?
What happened to my friend? What, she's finding out life-changing things on the internet.
And it wasn't, like, just some news that she could have picked up on CNN or something like that?
No, you can't, unless her husband's on CNN.
Oh, she found out something about her husband.
She should not have found this on Facebook, let me tell you. I'll tell you what it is, actually, coming up in 3 minutes on
B96. B96, Chicago's new hit music. 1 in 5 people get news on Facebook.
News.
1 in 5 people get news on Facebook.
Fake
That's how
news.
It feels when I have fake news half the time, right?
Yeah.
1 in 5 people get their news from Facebook. That's
a lot.
Sad. I do not want Facebook to be the credible source for my friends that are listening to this show right now.
Well, no. I mean, you need to probably fact check a bunch of stuff, but
yeah.
What do you see on the internet?
I guess, and I'm not telling you to go to CNN or Fox News or anything like that, but just, geez. I'd hate for, you can't cite Facebook in a paper.
Wait. Oh my God. One day, can they do that?
But you can if you're dealing with some family drama, because that's where the truth always shows up at.
Oh my God. Could you imagine scrolling through Facebook and all of a sudden you're like, hey, what? My husband quit his job today?
What?
Yeah. I can't believe I didn't tell you this.
No, what? Wait, what happened?
Yeah. Okay. So my friend,
wait, you got a husband?
Oh, not my husband.
Oh, okay.
My girl's husband. It's so fun. I don't have anything going on in my life, but they do. So my friend was telling me about how mad she was, so upset because she found a picture of her man on Facebook. It was a box of all of his stuff with his name on it. And he's like, that's all, folks.
Oh my God.
He quit his job. And didn't tell her. I mean, wouldn't you think that'd be something you would call your wife first before you post it on Facebook?
I would think that if I was going to quit a job, like, the 2 months leading up to that day, I'd be like, I think today's the day, babe.
Right. Like, there would be some kind of heads up instead of, like, you're just sitting there minding your business going, what?
So what happened? I mean, they got home and what?
What happened? They get into a big argument. What do you mean you just quit your job? And he's like, oh, I just couldn't take it anymore. And he was really proud of himself. Hence the picture on Facebook. Really proud that he wasn't dealing with it anymore.
This sounds like one of those instances where maybe he thought he was going to go viral from quitting his job. And, you know, you don't want to wait till you get home to post the picture.
You just have to go viral in the moment.
All your stuff's packed into the box and you're saying, so this is going to give me a lot of likes. Watch this. But you're not going to call your wife up and be like, hey, babe, I'm about to post this picture. It's going to be epic. And it's about me quitting.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the babe should have gotten a phone call before you post a picture of something like that on Facebook.
Yeah, I think people, because, you know, you're not as in tune with your family and friends as you think you are, because you get all the information from Facebook. So you learn a lot of things from Facebook. Like, I know for me, a lot of people found out that I was having a baby on Facebook, like family.
But, okay, I was just going to ask, was there people that you should have called first that ended up finding out on Facebook that were upset? Or was anybody upset that you didn't tell them?
No, I think my mom, dad, brother, sister, that's it. You know, after that, I mean, I don't necessarily feel like, I don't think anyone feels like they owe their family or friends. Do they?
I don't know. I feel like I found out my brother was moving home from Facebook, and I felt like I should have known that before I saw
it
on
You feel
Facebook.
Like you want to know everything before anything happens.
But that's my family. I mean, have you guys ever found out something on Facebook before, like, they told you?
Of course. And how'd you feel about it?
And you should have been told. Like, you know you should have.
Yeah, I want to know, right, I want to know what it was, but, like, how'd you feel that you didn't get a phone call?
Yeah.
Did it not matter to you at all,
or what did was it?
Did you find out your mom, did you feel like your parents are going to get a divorce?
Oh, my God,
Facebook?
No.
All right, 877-591-9696.
I mean, maybe it was that. They should have called you first. All right, Emily, what did you find out on Facebook that you should have been informed before you saw it there?
That my sister got married.
No way!
Did they elope, or was there an actual reception?
No, it was at the courthouse, so I knew it was coming, but we weren't told of the date, and just all of a sudden you see pictures of them in the courthouse getting married.
So how did it make you feel?
Pretty sad, because my other sister might not get married, so that was the only sister wedding I'll ever have gone to.
Did she hit you up like, why are you being selfish? This is my day. Don't make it about you.
Luckily, no. She's cool like
she
that.
She said luckily.
Not cool for not inviting me.
She's like, here's my address again for those gifts.
Yeah, right. Make sure my Amazon. Thanks for the call. Michael, all right. What did you find out online that you felt like you should have found out in person?
My dad getting remarried.
Oh, Wow, marriage is something that people are just, surprised.
Now, I'll ask you the same question. Did they elope or did it happen at an actual ceremony?
No, it happened at an actual ceremony in out of state that it actually happened on my son's first birthday.
Oh, my God. He didn't invite you because you were busy.
Oh, my God. Did you say something to him?
Yeah, I did. I said, I should have been the first one since I'm your son and the only one that talked to you. Oh, well, it was, we told you, I thought.
On Facebook,
Mike. Hey, Mike. I don't know who your dad is, but sounds like the deadbeat that you think he is.
Yeah, I do all day.
Yeah, aww. See, I knew it. It's all right, man. Hey, don't worry about it because you got your sons to look forward to in the future. All right, Mike.
Yes, sir.
And you will be at that one.
Yes, sir. You guys, keep the work up. Love listening to you.
Nah, no problem, man. Thanks for the call.
Hi, Miranda.
Hi. How are you?
Great. I'm just really intrigued by all these things that you guys are finding out online before the person actually told you. What was it?
So it's actually kind of morbid, but I found out that my grandma passed away from my cousin posting something on Facebook.
Oh my,
so it's like close to her.
Yeah.
But like I live with my grandparents, so I was like the last person to find out in my household.
Miranda, that's the worst because you feel like, especially with death, there should be some sort of protocol.
Sure.
Because when you see it online, Miranda, and let me know if you felt this way. Did you feel like this family member is doing it for sympathy as opposed to because they wanted to be first, or how did you feel?
I don't know. I know they were close enough because it was also my grandma was his godmother and everything, and they were close, but just there's a certain time to do those things
exactly.
For like
that's
the rest of the
say.
Family to know, and that was just, it was just too immediate, you know?
Yeah.
But look.
I'm trying to think how we can get him back.
I don't know. Like, spoiler,
damn
yeah, it. That's awesome.
You're
yeah.
having a daughter.
Find out. No, find out his favorite TV show.
Oh, that's a good one.
Watch the spoiler.
Give the ending.
B96.
And it's time for Nina at 9:30. Gems for the journey. Some advice to take with you today. And I'm telling you about a phone call that I highly recommend that you make. Because I did it this week and I didn't realize how much energy I was going to get from talking to this person. Now think about it in your head for a second. That one friend that you have that you go months maybe at a time without talking to, but every time you guys get together or you're on the phone, you don't even skip a beat. You know who that person is. For me, it's a girl by the name of Francesca. And I hadn't talked to her in so long. And just talking to her, that's the person that rides for you. That's the person that is ready to uplift you in any given moment. And then you're doing the same for them. But that type of energy exchange, man, you feel like you can conquer the world.
There's nothing like a good laugh.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Amongst friends, when you see somebody or speak to someone that you haven't in a long time. And then all of a sudden you just get a gut buster and you're like, damn, man, I actually miss talking to this person. But you should say that too in the middle of the phone call.
Right. And if you're laughing that hard, you'll get a 6-pack. So you should call them more often. Anyway, maybe do that today. Feel good. Nina, 9:30. Gems for the journey. Call that one friend.
And make the phone call during your journey. Like when you're in your car.
That's a great time.
Make sure you keep it here though. It's B96.
How was that? Did you like it?
I loved it.
Were you mad, sad, or laughing?
I'm listening back to it. I'm thinking to myself, what? Why did I say that one thing? But either way, guys, I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Continue to listen to them because we're going to keep putting them up there. All right? It's Gabe and Nina, B96.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.